The King of Jordan, dining with President Joe Biden at the White House yesterday, warned that an Israeli ground offensive in Rafah would lead to a new massacre of Palestinian civilians. The Israeli operation against Hamas in eastern Rafah has begun with what it's calling targeted strikes. People there told by IDF leaflet to move towards the coastal area of Al-Mawasi. Hamas has agreed to a ceasefire plan, the deal unacceptable to the Israelis as yet, but further talks will take place. But what now for the million and more who fled south to Rafah as Israeli troops moved from north to south in Gaza? Ahmed Byram is Middle East spokesperson for the Norwegian Refugee Council, and thank you for joining us this morning. This ceasefire deal could still go either way. It does appear, though, that Israel is determined to finish the job of wiping out Hamas. And that starts with this, what they're calling this targeted operation now in eastern Rafah. But if people are on the move again, what's going to happen to them and where are they going to go?
Good morning. It is indeed very worrying. And the simple answer to this is that people have nowhere left to go. I mean, just imagine the evacuation orders yesterday in the very east of Rafah have asked people to move all the way down to the beach side, really, where, you know, this is an area that is only a few kilometers long and 1 kilometer wide. And we worry that if Israel goes ahead with these plans to obviously launch this military offensive in Rafah, these people will be squeezed into a strip of land on the beach that is not made for human life, really. The other options, if there is such a thing as an option in Rafah anymore, or in Gaza anymore, is the middle area, which is, you know, has seen battles and airstrikes and rocket attacks for months now, and is now just a land of rubble. So the options are almost non-existent in Gaza. Rafah was the last refuge for these people, for 1.5 million, and it was the last refuge as well for aid workers who are doing an impossible job on the ground.
And reports this morning that Israel is saying it's established operational control over the Gaza side of the Rafah crossing. What happens now to trying to get aid into Gaza if the crossings are closed again?
There's no way. There's no way in. Simple as that. And we have seen, images reportedly showing Israeli tanks rolling into that area. We've heard this morning that in addition to Kerem Shalom, which has been closed for a few days, Rafah crossing has also closed. There's no way in for aid workers. There's no way in for aid. If that is, we have been saying very clearly, if the Rafah operations do go ahead, it means the collapse of the entire aid system. It means famine. It means, it means people will stay without any shape or form of support on the ground. And it means aid workers will be disconnected from their very lifeline that is in Rafah at the crossing. We hope that the pressure from the American side, from the European side, will deter Israel from taking further actions in that particular area, simply because it will spell catastrophe for a population already in a disaster. And, we hope the change of plans will, come with a ceasefire agreement for which people cheered and cheered all night, only to discover that it wasn't over the line yet. So, it could go either way, like you said, and we hope it will go in the way it will lead to a ceasefire, a lasting peace, really, for the people.
People don't want to consider the worst case scenario, but we have already heard people like Cindy McCain in the World Food Programme talk about a famine that isn't just imminent, that it's there already. Samantha Power, the US Agency for International Development, saying something similar, not just today or yesterday, but saying it indeed in the last few weeks. UNICEF warning of the major consequences for children. So people are paying the price already hugely.
They are. They have been for 7 months exactly today. The children have paid the price. Those who survived will live with the scars of this forever. really. I mean, you're talking about children who are now without legs, without limbs, without, without parents, without family, without home. This is going to take very, very long to reverse, if ever, really. And the impossible job that I'm talking about here, that aid workers, at the Norwegian Refugee Council, my colleagues and others are doing, is simply scratching the surface, really. I mean, we have to admit that, by launching attacks in these civilian areas, Israel has actually pushed the entire humanitarian system to the point of collapse. And this is what is happening. I mean, we're trying to provide everything we can, but this is unsustainable and it has to end.
Ahmed Bahram from the Norwegian Refugee Council, thank you for joining us.